Thanks for downloading this podcast. It is designed to be an entry-level summary of the basic functions of the immune system, and is neither meant to be an in-depth academic exercise nor meant as an aid to self-diagnosis. My name is Peter and I'm a registered nurse from England. I've been working in various specialties for around 10 years and immunology for 4 years. The immune system is a fascinating and highly complex entity. It's my aim to explain certain parts of it in a simple and possibly too homespun way, using similes and examples where appropriate. Wherever relevant, I will include basic links to scientific explanations for further reading in the show notes. The pilot podcast will give a very brief overview of the system. Further episodes will go into depth using anonymized cases where I think they'll be helpful. The human immune system has evolved to protect us against a wide variety of threats. These can be bacterial, single-celled organisms around us and in us constantly, viruses, not organisms, and designed to hijack our own cells and replicate, and fungi, single-celled organisms related to mold and mushrooms. The immune system reacts in different ways depending on the threat, and how it decides on the threat and how to act is very clever. The sheer adaptability of the human immune system is what helps us as a species thrive. The human body exists in a delicate balance. On one hand, an overactive immune system can cause significant problems like allergy or autoimmune disease. An under-inactive immune system can cause problems too, like an increase in how often people get sick or how badly they get sick. We don't fully understand how to best support our body's immune system, but understanding the basic components is a useful starting point. Really broadly speaking, the human immune system is separated into two parts. When I explain this to patients, I often describe one part as old school, and the second part as smart. The first of these is technically known as the innate immune system because it is a system that we are born with. Although helped by the rest of the immune system, it does have the capacity to learn some things. It is generally built to respond to basic threats in a very blunt force way. The second part of the immune system, the smart part, is technically known as the adaptive immune system. It is the part which learns from past infections and challenges. It is, for example, the reason vaccines work to protect us from certain diseases. If someone has a defect in this part of their immune system, they may not respond to vaccines. This smart part of the immune system involves antibodies, for instance. And this adaptive immune system is capable of directing the old school parts and making their responses to infection more efficient. In these explanations, I am indebted to the excellent How the Immune System Works by Lauren Somarack. It is a terrific entry-level book for anyone interested in the functions of the immune system, and it is fair to say this informs my practice every day. One of the simple examples the author uses is a person who stubs their toe and suffers a splinter. I won't reinvent the wheel and will use this case myself. In healthy people, the old school immune system is designed to notice anything odd, alien or suspect. A splinter is covered in bacteria, and such things, unlike human cells, are very likely to cause a quick reaction from the immune system if they breach the skin. This old school part of the immune system is always on watch for invaders. If a few vigilant cells find something they don't like, they call for help. As more cells are recruited to help, the space they all crowd into needs to increase. Swelling to the site of infection helps make more space for these cells to work. Likewise, a warmer environment helps these cells work harder. This is why the site of a splinter, a cut or a scrape will feel warmer than the skin around it, and it may also look red and flushed. This is all part of the plan, and in the vast majority of simple cases, once the immune system is happy, it has eliminated the problem, it calms the response down of its own accord. If the splinter in this example is very small, the old school immune system will take over without needing the help of the adaptive. If the problem persists, unresolved and for long enough, the old school immune system will call for more help. I like to think of these two parts of the immune system like cops in an action film. When you have two people with very different personalities who eventually find a way to work together and get the villain. The old school innate immune system is the typical old-fashioned gumshoe. It has a gut instinct to know what's wrong and jumps straight into action. In our example, parts of the old school immune system swallow up parts of the invader. The most obvious reason for this is destruction. If the bacteria is being eaten, it is A, being digested, and B, can't cause any more trouble. So, if this old school cop tackles a shoplifter, arrests him and takes him to jail, the problem is dealt with. No more help is needed. A lot of infections, though, are more complicated. So, our old-fashioned cop knows how to get help. Whilst dealing with the infection on one hand, another part of the innate immune system calls for assistance. The adaptive immune system is like the younger cop, less street smart with a couple of college degrees. Our older cop shows the younger counterpart clues, in this case, pieces of the invading bacteria. If you don't like the idea of clues, you might prefer the idea of an excited auntie showing you a photograph of something unusual. Either way, if the adaptive immune system doesn't like what it sees, it will formulate a plan to help. This plan is complicated and goes beyond the short time I have left in this podcast. The tips and tricks of the adaptive immune system will be covered in future episodes. Suffice to say, the adaptive immune system response is slower to start, and this can help explain why people often seem sicker in the first few days of infection. During this time, the plan of attack is still being put together. If a person starts to feel and look better after a few days, this is usually evidence of the adaptive immune system kicking in. One of the reasons I like this cop movie example is this. The old school cop almost always has a gut instinct, an inbuilt sense of when someone is a bad guy. The newer cop may make rookie mistakes and is in need of guidance. In these movies, the two characters usually find they need each other to catch the main villain. The immune system is similar. The innate part has a gut instinct for what is a problem. It acts on these hunches quickly. The adaptive immune system doesn't have this hunch. In the vast majority of cases, it won't even notice someone is wrong unless the innate immune system shows it. And whilst in movies, the teamwork of the two characters allows them to be eventually successful in immunity, it is the teamwork of the two systems which means we're pretty well protected from a wide variety of bacteria. One of the things you'll hear me say again and again is that the immune system does this all by itself, as automatic as breathing. It detects threats, mounts an appropriate level of response, and then gradually tails off this response when you start to get better. In the vast majority of cases, this is true. There are times the immune system can't switch off, and I'll try to cover those in future episodes. Earlier I mentioned the three predominant groups of potential invaders our bodies face: bacteria, viruses, and fungi. The above example only really holds true for problematic bacteria. Viruses and fungi are dealt with differently. Not all bacteria, viruses and so on are bad. Humans are full of lots of tiny living things which coexist with us quite happily. Maintaining balance is one of the main functions of a healthy immune system. When any one factor steps out of line or out of balance, problems can occur. How the immune system decides what is a problem and how to deal with it and when to stop doing so is both elegant and very, very clever. So, in summary, I've talked a little bit about the broad functions of the immune system in keeping as well. In particular, I've used the example of a splinter and the bacteria it carries piercing the skin. The initial hardware comes from the ever-vigilant, old-school immune system. If the infection is small enough, the innate immune system will manage it without help. If not, the smart, adaptive immune system will chip in. I've likened these two parts to characters in an odd couple cop movie, with the old school cop and their gut instincts on one hand, and the younger smart cop with little intuition but lots of ability to plan on the other. For big cases or infections, they need to work together to succeed. Thanks for listening to this pilot episode on basic immunology. I hope it has been of interest, and I'm always happy to hear feedback, comments, or complaints. Future episodes are likely to talk in more depth about the wide spectrum of the immune system, using examples like the ones above.